It's kind of a surreal feeling being up here. I think it's been over 15 years since I was right here, and I think the last time I was up here, I was ill prepared, and I joked with Stan. I remember telling elderly members who had done way more work than I would ever had ever considered doing that they couldn't retire from doing the Lord's work, and so I'm going to try to do a better job this time, and I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes because my wife has reminded me every day this week that I only have 10 minutes. So, you know, I've had the opportunity over the last 15 years to talk in front of groups of thousands and talk in front of groups of my peers, and none of them seem more nerve-wracking than standing up here, because the implications of being up here are way more permanent than anything that I could ever say as a coach, or the implications are way far-reaching. So if I'm a little nervous, I apologize. But one thing I want to talk about today is, as a coach, I always told my athletes, and I, when they hired me, I would tell the people who hired me, we're going to run a program based off Christian morals and values. And if that's not the guy that they wanted, then they didn't need to hire me. And I did my very best to run a program off those values. And those values that we define to the kids, I believe were Christian morals and values. And when we came back here, I said, I'm going to take the opportunity to kind of put that to the test. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. And those values are class, integrity, and total effort. And the way we define class in our program was just treat others the way you want to be treated. I think that's a pretty self-explanatory one there. The next one was integrity. Do the right thing all the time. Not just some of the time, all the time. But I think the one, the total effort, that's the one that's a little bit harder. You know, those first two are pretty self-explanatory. I think as Christians, sometimes I don't know that we quite understand the struggle that we're in. You know, in Corinthians, Paul says, do you not know those who run a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things they do. I mean, and all think, then they do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not to without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. I think if you can see there, Paul's talking about a race. I don't know how many in here have ever competed. You know, he's not talking about a jog. He's not talking about a nice, easy workout. He's talking about a race. And when you compete, and you compete with total effort, it's a challenge. You have to discipline your mind. I mean, your whole body's telling you to quit. And we used to tell our athletes, you know, the average person cannot give that type of effort. That's what separated us from everybody else, is the fact that when they were ready to quit, we were still giving effort. And I think as Christians, we're called to give that same amount of effort. You know, not only, I personally think as Christians, we're called to give that amount of effort in everything we do. You know, but most importantly, we're called to give that amount of effort in our daily walk. It's not a, it's a strain. It's a struggle. And if you're doing it right, it's going to be work. And I think, you know, Paul sums that up. And I will tell you, it wasn't until this morning that I started thinking he talks about receiving a prize, that most run for a perishable wreath. And I can tell you, experiencing three state championships and they give you these rings, they don't mean anything. You know, I learned pretty easily that you win that wreath, and then everybody's, oh, what's next? you know, but the wreath, the prize that we can win if we strain and we struggle and we run that race is life eternal with God in heaven. Now, I'm going to conclude with a scripture that I have memorized and that I made all my athletes memorize, and it's Philippians 3. No, dear brothers, I strain to reach the end of the race. And I guess I just went brain dead. All right, it says, no, dear brothers, I'm still not all that I should be, but I'm bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing. Forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us. I strain. And I will tell you personally, this is something that as I've put some effort into, is I feel like I need to strain more. I need more of I want to do more outreach. I want to do the word just skipped my brain. But I want to go out and do God's will. And I think it's something that I heard when we first came back here from Justin. Justin was talking about Dick, and Dick said that we needed to, what's the word, Stan? Yes. It's crazy how you can. But Dick said we need to have an evangelistic effort. So that's something that I'm putting my efforts into, and I'm going to strain to reach. And now I'll conclude with, if you feel that you haven't been running that race, you haven't been straining as hard as God would like you to, we want to offer you the opportunity now to come up. And if you're a Christian and if you've heard the word, believe the word, and want to be baptized and walk life and run that race, we ask that you come forward now as we stand and sing.